Chestnut roasting on an open fire, ba 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 doo 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 You blow through here, the music goes round and round. Oh, 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 oh. We meet and the angels sing the sweetest song I ever heard. Ba bo bo ba brin di di drin di di drin di di yow. Day delight and I want to go home. Mama look at boo boo day, shut your mouth, go away. Mama look at boo boo da, hush your mouth, go away. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. Ah, he, ha, he, how about you do dee da, he, ha, he, ha, he, how about you dee da, he.
T-9, 8, 7, 6. We have main engine start. 4, 3, 2, 1. And liftoff. Liftoff of the 25th space shuttle mission, and it has cleared the tower.
Roger, Challenger. Good roll program confirmed. Challenger now heading downrange. Engines beginning throttling down now at 94%. Normal throttles for most of the flight, 104%. We'll throttle down to 65% shortly. Engines at 65%, three engines running normally, three good fuel cells, three good APUs. Velocity 2,257 feet per second. Altitude 4.3 nautical miles. Downrange distance 3 nautical miles.
So the 25th space shuttle mission is now on the way after more delays than NASA cares to count. this morning that looked as though they were not going to be able to get off.
1 minute 15 seconds. Velocity 2,900 feet per second. Altitude 9 nautical miles. Downrange distance 7 nautical miles.
Looks like a couple of the solid rocket boosters blew away from the side of the shuttle in an explosion.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll at a solar set. Then the loud sound that seemed to fade came back like a slow voice on a wave of fade. That weren't no DJ, that was hazy cosmic jive. There's a snowman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks
to blow it, 'cause he knows it's You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. This is Cool Like the Hit. I'm one of your hosts, Bobby Familiar.
I'm Jonathan Carbot. It is 1:10 a.m. Friday morning.
We open the show with some Ella Fitzgerald into the footage from the Challenger painting an audio landscape of the 30th year commemoration of the fatal accident.
30 years ago today, Challenger took off and exploded. I think it was in Florida.
And we'll let David Bowie serenade us.
Starman.
All right. Hit me, Jonathan.
Here we go.
From Hell's Kitchen, I get sin where I'm fitting for head touching. Listen, enemy is the industry, got me flipping. I don't give a fuck, tell that bitch and a nigga. I'm killing, sniping, catching murder cases. Desert storming, I'll be searching for oasis. As I run a mile with the races, pulling swords, hit the billboard with a bullet. Peace to the number 7. Everybody else, get the phone 9 to 11.
I don't know what's going on, if you can take us there.
Yo, watch me bang that headpiece, there's no survival. My flow lights up the block like a homicidal. Murder, underground beef for the burger. PLO, criminal thoughts you never heard of. I switch, the city never sleeps, life's a bitch. I sick, running through bitches like Emmitt Smith. Caution, niggas best to be careful crossing the street before they end up laying in the coffin. Don't sleep, niggas tend to forget. However, beat this, my nigga case lives forever.
What evil lurks in the heart of men? It be the shadow, street light flowing again. I had a plot, schemed, I knew for sure. Only one kick would knock the hinges off the door. The dread shot the jet, Sabrina at his neck. 13 pounds on the table plus a tech. Just when I said where the fuck's the cream, another dread came out the kitchen with the M16. He tried to cock it, blast these shots like rockets. Crushed his collarbone, ripped his arm out the socket. My move for the table was swift, I got my hostage.
That nigga tried to stab you, girl,
but I dodged it. Nigga said Carlton, you said ill motherfucker, cause I made it look like they both killed each other. And I'm out.
Thank you.
Hello, you are still listening to Cool Like the Head. I'm Bobby Familiar.
I'm Jonathan Carbutt.
This week, we're going to do a little segment here, maybe a little educational segment in light of the group of men that occupied the National Conservation recently. One of them, I believe, was shot by the police. Some of them are still holding out, hoping not to get shot by the police, and I think they're making some deals so that they don't get shot by the police. But anyways, Jonathan, what are we going to do for our listeners this week?
We got Cool Like the Head animals.
Animalology, I believe, is the scientific term.
This is the zoo edition. We're going to have some neat animal noises, and you're going to guess what animal it is.
And we'll reveal what animal it is by the end of the show for a possible prize. If you think you know what the animal is, call in 617-627-3800.
Once again, that's 617-627-3800.
Yeah, hint, mammal.
Yeah, mammals, baby.
Animals. Once again, if you think you know what that animal was, please call in at the end of the show, 617-627-3800. So,
yeah, save the animals.
Yeah, they're, save the animals, save the conservation psychos, down with the police. Anyways, this week I came across some interesting new media on the internet that I did not know existed. That media would be the overwhelming access to very graphic and very, very high quality, very well done combat footage in places like Syria and Afghanistan.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've been kind of into it myself lately, but you know, we've been kind of just watching a lot of combat footage.
It's a little bit addicting.
Been getting in the, you know, in the mindset. You know, you really feel like you're there. You know.
I mean, it's just part of it is just insane to watch the very poor athletic skill of some of these rebel insurgents and, you know, rebel armies in these civil wars. I feel like if I was to enlist, per se, I'm not going to, but let's say I enlist in the Syrian rebel forces, I think I could do wonders for their military strategy just by common sense. Like, don't run across a street where someone's shooting a gun.
You know, just look down the sights of your gun. You know?
Put the stock of the gun into your shoulder.
Pull the trigger and hold it.
Hold the trigger, yeah. Those are automatic weapons. Hold the trigger.
Too much. Pointed at people.
Yeah, they're too light in the loafers, you know. They're a little, they're skittish.
You gotta be moving around. Keep moving. Gotta be moving target.
Keep moving to stick together, too. The total lack of communication in the rebel forces. It's like these guys never had intramural sports or anything like that. No one ever taught them the value of teamwork.
They're lollygagging.
There's no I in team. So if there's any Syrian rebel forces out there listening, please call in 617-627-3800. Yeah, there is drone footage as well, which is interesting. In some of the footage, it seems to zoom in on a group of people hiding in a building, and then it zooms out, and you just see a tank, and then the tank shoots at that building. You're watching people getting spotted in, you know, these cities that are absolutely laid to waste. It's both incredibly interesting and some of the most horrifying stuff you can watch.
Yeah, I've recently been watching a lot of, you know, really violent things on the internet. I don't know why I do it. I wouldn't say I enjoy it. You know, I think that it's just kind of a dose of reality.
What kind of reality?
Sometimes I ask myself that. I don't really know myself, but I guess I don't really like it or not like it. I just feel like I...
Do you think it makes you a more cynical person?
I don't know. I feel like I've kind of been desensitized to it a little bit. You know, you see all these images and it just kind of stops seeming real. You know, I actually got a... I just got these plants. I started growing in my room, and gave me a new appreciation for life. Growing some basil,
and mint too, I believe.
Some mint, yeah. And it moves towards the light. I got this like plant light shining on it, and they're like following the light, and they're definitely alive. And I was like, yep, I can't be watching these videos of people getting run over by buses. Like, it's not. Not cool. Not cool, man.
Is it wrong? You're a philosophy major, Jonathan, so you are qualified to answer this.
All right, let's go.
Is it wrong to watch those videos ethically? You know, is it against your moral fiber to watch those videos? You're not the one filming, and you're not the one doing anything. You're a passive observer. Is it still wrong?
No, I think it's just kind of, you're just looking in. You're not doing anything wrong. You're just kind of, I don't know.
You searched it out. You searched out. But let's not ignore that.
It just kind of found me. I wouldn't say I seeked it out. No, I just kind of came across it.
Sought it out.
Perusing.
Sought it out. We're saying seek. We sound like idiots.
I just was, you know, perusing the internet, surfing the web, and it crossed, you know, crossed my plate, and I clicked on it.
Speaking of cross your plate, the Canadian Prime Minister had something interesting cross his doorstep recently. Yeah, what was that, Jonathan?
Recently, there was an arrest. There's a pretty controversial gore website. I believe it's called bestgore.com.
That's creative.
And really creative. The creator actually was arrested because...
Oh, how sad.
He's connected to someone on the website who... posted a video.
Okay, wait, pause. Connected. Is this a friend? Is this,
it wasn't family? Exactly clear.
Is this,
you know, it's
a partner in crime.
It's kind of being worked out, but he's currently...
So people commit crimes and post it on the website, like horrible crimes of hurting other people.
I wouldn't say
people.
They post videos of themselves.
Is it OC?
Just videos that you come across that you post on the website, but this guy ended up posting a video on there, and pieces of...
This next section is possibly
arms
graphic.
And leg, body parts,
no children should be listening to this broadcast.
Thing showing up in boxes on the Prime Minister's doorstep.
If you're a fan of Heart of Pregnant, you shouldn't be listening either.
So this dude just kind of sitting on this bed, just cutting this dude's arms and legs off, and he sent it to a bunch of government officials, and now he got arrested. So,
yeah, I mean, that's really just free speech, though, don't you think?
I don't know. I don't really know what kind of law that falls into, but
probably murder.
Oh, but if you're just posting the videos, you're just
Yeah, but he sent body parts too.
No, not that. Not, I don't know about the owner, but I don't know. Who knows, man?
That'd be a real bummer. You just, you know, you wake up, you put your morning New England coffee, San Francisco blend into your Keurig drip. You got your New Yorker, you know, go out to the doorstep in your robe and fucking slippers on. And you're like, oh, cool, I got a package. Packages are always fun. It's kind of like, you know, a little present. You go back inside, get your coffee, you know.
Dip a little cookie in there. Dip a little cookie.
Dip a little biscotti in there. you take your sugar with some coffee and cream. And
yo, I'd be hitting up that green tea, though.
Green tea, yeah. You know, you get your box cutter, you cut the tape, and you open it up, and it's just body parts. And
I mean, what body parts are we talking about?
That's a bummer.
Get a butt cheek in there. Get a butt cheek in the mail.
I don't think I'd be able to figure out what that is. Like, yeah, depends on what state the butt cheek's in. It could be kind of funny.
What about if it was a butt cheek, but then like it had tattooed on it, this is a butt cheek? Because I feel like a butt cheek could kind of look like a stomach or something. Or like,
yeah, it could really look like anything.
Fatty, it's just a bloody sack of flesh. Not very soft, tender.
That's gross. I don't know. I was just saying, I think it'd be a bummer.
Yeah. Or maybe some dude's tongue.
Probably ruined my day.
I would immediately spit out my coffee and biscotti.
What a waste of biscotti. That was probably Whole Foods. That was probably Whole Foods biscotti.
Look at that chocolate chip biscotti. Wasted it.
I like the one with the almonds in it. Speaking of almonds, let's play some Jimi Hendrix.
yeah. Almonds.
Yeah, thanks for listening, WMFO. You're wasting your time.
Will the wind ever remember? in a bag. Got something long nose drive me out my. She got a nice personality. And if you ever saw her, you will agree that she's a boss now. My baby, if she's a boss now. Now, 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 now. She stands out now, 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 above the crowd. She shall make her fellow proud. Oh, da da da.
In red blood and brains. The camera pans off the wall to a young man dressed in a tuxedo lying dead on the floor, blown apart by a shotgun blast. That's Tim, Arthur's best friend. We move to a plump, dead young woman in a frilly pink dress, wedding bouquet in her dead hand. That's my best friend from work, Erica. We move past a bloody, dead little boy. I don't know who that is. Some little kid, I guess. I don't remember him being there.
Oh, shit.
We move over and see a pretty young woman wearing a white wedding gown, two bullet holes in her body, and one in her head. And we slowly zoom into her dead-looking face. I laid in a coma for 5 years. When I woke, every emotion in me was dead. Every emotion that is, except one. Desire. The desire for revenge. Then we dissolve, we were going to a dead looking face. We dissolve to a matching close-up of the young woman. Interior car moving, sunset. The young woman's behind the wheel of a big car, white wedding gown on. Outrageous orange and red sunset process shot playing in the back window. She's talking into the camera.
Wow. Did she put her dress back on?
Yeah.
For the kill.
One man did all this to me. I've killed 18 men in the last week. Didn't feel a thing. Those 18 dead bodies were just 18 steps.
Oh, wow.
Steps I climbed to get to him. And to him is where I'm driving, because there's no one left worth killing except him. The him I'm talking about's name is Bill. And when I get to where I'm going, about 20 minutes from now, I'm gonna kill Bill. then the music, then the title song begins.
Listening to Cool Lick the Head on 91.5 in Medford. You were just listening to Brother Jack McDuff, The Shadow of Your Smile, along with some Quentin Tarantino reciting some of his early drafts of Kill Bill. So, anyway, recently, Earl Sweatshirt just released some new music on his SoundCloud, a couple instrumental beats along with a song called Wind in My Sails. It's him rapping over Flying Lotus beat. You can listen to on the Captain Murphy album Duality. I think it was originally produced by Madlib. So I'm going to come in with some of that. Here we go.
They landed at Plymouth. Smile on the face.
They says keep some sunshine on your face.
My whole disposition, like, fuck who told me to sit. 10 toes on the cement. Little weed in my socks. I send dude songs to repent, clean up my thoughts. We in a box, see a lot of niggas talk on the bench. A lot of father figures following trends. I ain't involved with them. Lemons like to fall off of cliffs and bring they squad with them. I seen God in the mirror drinking. I tee off when the spirit hit me. And I don't fear the ending. I feel the envy. I listen to my past when it whispered to me. Half of it makes sense. My nigga, half of it riddles to me. Moses with a makeshift staff sending ripples through you. And through the land and the river been the plan. But when I go to grab it, it slid out my hand. So on my other hand, I've been handling business kinda shabby. My mama told me man up. It's now Popeye with the anchor tats and the spinach. Finna spaz on a nigga if I have to. Risk takers, no Satan, new dance moves. It could be your last move. Hard to see the glass half full when you don't have food. Wrist dangling like black fruit, nigga. Crossing on my T's and I'm dotting on my I's. Gotta watch out for debris when it's falling down. As far as I can see, I done confronted all the shit I couldn't walk around. Keep the peace when you on the ground, leaking, get hard as hell. Keeps winding my sails, walking down the breath. Name ringing bells like you got smell.
Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One.
With coke and a dollar bill stems and crack capsules. Take a blast.
Thank you. why, Gigi, did you feel a need to defecate in front of a live audience?
Well, my body is the rock and roll temple, and my flesh, blood, and body fluids are a communion to the people, whether they like it or not. I mean, I'm not out to please anybody. My rock and roll is more not to entertain, but to annihilate. And you know,
who is it that you would like to annihilate?
I hate everybody. You know, anybody that's in my way, I just want to take them out. It's my revenge, really. You know, I just go through my mind like a machine gun. My body is the bullets and the audience is the target. And I see that rock and roll has just become so institutionalized that you've got people in monkey suits, you got college jocks, and people with money running the industry. And I'm trying to bring danger back into rock and roll. And there are no limits and no laws. And I'll break down every barrier put in front of me till the day I die.
But the applause, in case you're curious, is coming from a Gigi Allen fan club there in the first two rows. Notice the cool mustache on the third guy in on the first row. You get a shot of him?
Merle.
What's his name?
That's my brother Merle. He's my bass player for the Murder Junkies.
Oh, is it? All right. Great. I love that mustache. It's really a happening.
He's looking like George Bush.
Right. Well, that was just said by Reverend Bud Green. Bud Green, get it? Well, he has a band called Just Say Yes. Now, Bud likes to pass out marijuana joints to his audience during his performances. Now, you and Gigi share the same record label.
Yeah, we're on Everrat Records. And one thing I'm planning, our album's coming out in January, I'm planning to put a joint in each tape.
And a razor blade.
For his, I guess. You'll put a razor blade, I'll put a joint in mine.
Gigi, why do you want to put a razor blade?
See everybody commit suicide at the same time. Get rid of some of the population.
Did you have a troubled childhood? Should I have booked you for a child abuse case?
Not really. When I was growing up, I stole. I broke into cars. I broke into houses. I sold drugs. And then I found rock and roll. And that kind of balances me out, because I don't think if I'd have found rock and roll to balance out my life, I probably would end up being a serial killer or probably a mass murderer.
And you may still.
I just got all this anger built up inside me.
It's obvious.
You know, I'm sick of people. I just hate people. I walk down the street and I see a bunch of robots, if you will.
Jeez, you know,
people that, look like your audience, you know, with their ties and their stupid little, you know, robotic lives. I don't want to deal with any of that at all.
Give us, we'll bleep it, as we have been bleeping everything you've been saying up until now, but give us an example of a lyric. Can you give us a lyric?
Well, we've got one called I Love Nothing. You know, I'm a cold, nothing will hitch. I was a fetus-infected son of a... People in possessions only slow me down. I'm on a burning bridge. You're in my way, you're going down.
Again, I point out for the record that... Gigi Allen's fan. Oh, the name of Gigi's band, incidentally, is the Murder Junkies Band. The Murder Junkies Band. Could you show John right there the tattoo on your... it looks hand done.
On what?
On your chest.
I got a load of them. Live fast, die.
Live fast, die, yeah. And on the other side?
That's the philosophy
and
of
the other
life.
Side,
I mean,
what's the other side say, Gigi?
Vomitose. I got it. They're all over. So you'll see.
How old are you?
I came out naked, but they told me I put some clothes on.
Yeah, it's the CBS security didn't like. How old are you?
I'm 35, but I've been doing this since I was 18.
That's 18. Okay. Now, Bud, you're the mellow side of the Everrat label. You like to pass out the joints. I mean, what's your trip? You've been arrested for doing it, haven't you?
No, I've never been arrested, because being a reverend, Geraldo, I have the right to give my followers.
You're a reverend, that's right.
Yeah, Reverend Bud Green. I have the right to give my followers the holy sacrament of God known as marijuana. And I'll quote the Bible here for people who don't believe it. Genesis 1:29, and God said, ye shall partake of every herb-bearing seed. That's what marijuana is.
I've been around a long time. I never heard that justification. Give us a lyric. Give us the band Just Say Yes. Give us a lyric.
Okay, we've got a tune called Just Say Yes, of course. Rich pig walks down Wall Street, laughing as he strolls. The poor man begs for pennies, while the rich pig just says no. After making them richer, I'll stop to take a bong. I see them feasting on my soul until I'm dead and gone.
All right, yeah, you're listening to Cool Like That. I'm Bobby Familiar.
Right, shut that off, goddammit.
Yeah, shut that, goddammit. All right.
So if you've been listening,
Animalology.
We've been doing a zoo section. God, we've been doing a zoo segment.
Animal sounds.
If you've been listening, that was the sound again.
What is that sound, John?
That sound is a lynx.
Yeah, so we had one listener tune in and claim that it was humans. Dead wrong. It's a lynx.
You're wrong. We also had another caller call in and say it was howler monkeys. That man is a stupid idiot.
Yeah, it's a stupid answer. That's a real stupid answer. Don't call into WMFO with stupid answers.
Yeah, don't call into WMFO if you're a stupid idiot.
All right, yeah, so we listened to the new Earl song, Winning My Sales. That was pretty great. Definitely check that out. It's on Spotify, right? Stuff.
Yep. Oh, no, no, it's not on Spotify. SoundCloud.
That's what I meant. Yeah, it's a single. Then we had some Nando Michelin. And then after that, Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata in C-sharp minor, with some colorful commentary over top.
Yeah, so
we got a minute and a half left, so let's wrap this up. Give me something kinky.
How about some Velvet Underground? How's that sound?
I like that. This has been Cool Like the Head.
Enjoy the weekend.
And have a wonderful rest of your night, you sleepless dreamers. Child lullaby.
Ciao, man, boy. Still on the bluff.
Alright.
Off of the bluff.
Yeah.
Still on the bluff. Peace to the Zulu Nation, baby.
All the galls of the earth. Cool like the head.
Jimmy Brown. He ain't got nothing at all. Not the shirt.